Monitor previews the new movies. Last weekend, we talked to Rossano Brazzi, the star of Summertime. The world premiere last Tuesday was greeted with critical acclaim. Today, we will talk to Gloria Graham, who plays Harriet Lang in Stanley Kramer's production of the two-year bestseller, Not as a Stranger, which premieres the 28th at New York's Capitol Theater. We'll go to the Hotel Pierre in exactly 1 minute.
I'd like to tell you about a new way to reduce high blood pressure. Just check your tires and tubes before you go on any trips this summer. If you've ever changed a flat tire on a hot summer day, you know what I mean. Right now, the B.F. Goodrich retailers are campaigning to get all the unsafe, worn tires off the road by July 4th, and they're making it worth your while. You'll be surprised when you see the low prices on the B.F. Goodrich Safety S. Imagine paying just $12.95 plus tax and your recappable tire for a 616 size Safety S. And this is the same famous tread design that formerly came on new cars. The 670-15 size sells for only $2 more, $14.95. So, don't miss the B.F. Goodrich Safety S sale. Visit your B.F. Goodrich retailer tomorrow. You'll find him listed in the yellow pages under Tires. Just drive in at the sign of B.F. Goodrich, first in rubber. And remember, this special sale will end July 4th.
To meet Gloria Graham, Monitor goes to the Hotel Pierre and Monitor reporter Al Capstaff.
The way your schedule has been lately, Gloria, almost anything can happen. They tell me that you've just finished two big pictures.
Yes, I had a chance to play Harriet Lang and Not as a Stranger. Harriet's quite a woman. Very, very interesting to play.
Not as a Stranger is the new Stanley Kramer production based on Morton Thompson's longtime bestseller, isn't it?
Yes, it was a wonderful book. It's having its world premiere at the Capitol Theater in New York this Tuesday.
Well, it sure looks like you have a hit on your hands this time with you and Olivia de Havilland.
And Robert Mitchum and Frank Sinatra and Broderick Crawford and Charles Bickford.
Man, with a lineup like that, you just can't go wrong. Why not tell Monitor a little bit more about your part?
Well, I'd like to tell you about the picture and about the fact of working with Stanley Kramer on his first directorial job and how exciting it was working with him and the work that he put in on the picture a year prior to the production. He lined up everything. He knew exactly what he wanted, and I was able to go along with him without being nervous or unhappy, and we were able to get it over with very quickly. And I went along right with him, and I was very excited and very happy to work with him. I haven't seen the picture yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
And then the part you play.
Harriet Lang? Well,
yes.
She's supposedly an attractive woman.
Well, we can vouch for that, and interesting, I understand.
And the other woman who meets Dr. Marsh when he comes to attend her injured stableman.
And over the Band-Aids comes romance.
No, Robert Mitchum, that is Dr. Marsh, is a man completely dedicated to medicine. This makes his whole life and the lives of the people around him somewhat of a problem.
Well, I have some idea of that, and Monitor has a scoop coming up with a scene from the picture, taken right from the soundtrack, and we're going to play it back in a little while.
Fine.
Just exactly what brought you to New York, Miss Graham?
For this particular occasion?
Yes.
Oh, I'm on my way to London for another film, and I'm here in New York for about 2 weeks, and I'll be here for the opening of Not as a Stranger, of course. It has its world premiere at the Capitol Theater in New York this Tuesday. Yeah.
You're no stranger to New York, are you?
Well, no, not really. I was here long ago, and I worked for about a year in New York. I was understudied in the play Skin of Our Teeth to Miriam Hopkins, and then I played in Michael Meyerberg's, the producer of Skin of Our Teeth's next production, which was Stardust. And from there I went to The World's Full of Girls, which was produced by Jed Harris, and then to George Abbott's The Highland Fling. And that was when Mr. Mayer saw me and brought me out to Hollywood.
And then in Hollywood, you made some fine pictures, and then on to the Academy Award for The Bad and the Beautiful.
Yes, that's right.
I'll bet you're excited being in New York, and especially with the world premiere of Not as a Stranger coming up, aren't you, Gloria?
Oh, this has been one of the best trips we've ever had in New York. We've had a perfectly wonderful time. And to make it even more exciting, we were sailing on the 29th, and then they advanced the premiere of Not as a Stranger here in New York one day over the entire country. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to be here for the premiere, and I'm terribly excited about it, and I haven't seen it as yet, so I'm looking forward to it with very high expectations. I'd also like to say that Olivia de Havilland is, just does a wonderful job, and Frank Sinatra, does a very exciting performance, and Bob Mitchum, you will see, an entirely different type of role, and Broad Crawford, and Charles Bickford, who's always been a favorite of mine.
Your son David is right here, and you think it'd be a good idea to introduce him to our monitor audience?
I'd just love to. Just a moment. David, come on over here and meet the audience. What is your name?
David Howard.
And what is your father's name?
Cy Howard.
And what is your mother's name?
Mrs. Cy Howard.
Oh, no, she has another name.
Aunt Gloria Graham.
That's right. And she's an actress, isn't she?
Yes.
And tell me now, who is your favorite actress?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh. Bye, David Howard.
Well, that was wonderful, Gloria. And David, thank you very much. This is Al Capstaff returning you to Radio Central.
Gloria Graham and her 6.5-year-old son. United Artists Corporation delivered an advance copy of its new picture, Not as a Stranger, to Monitor early this morning. We ran it off on one of the projectors here at our kid brother, NBC Television. There are many exciting scenes, and we had a little trouble finally selecting just one, but we did, and you'll hear it right after meeting these nice people.
B.F. Goodrich presents George Burns and Gracie Allen.
George and I are campaigning to get all the dangerous old inner tubes off the highways. So we're having an old tube roundup. Tell them about it, George.
Right now, your B.F. Goodrich retailers are giving the highest trade-in allowance of the year for your old tires when you trade for the safety of B.F. Goodrich tubeless tires. In addition, they're paying a dollar extra bonus for your old tubes.
Yes, sir. From now until July 4th, you'll get the special $1 bonus for your old inner tubes, and you'll get the highest trade-in allowance of the year for your old tires when you trade for B.F. Goodrich tubeless tires. Many B.F. Goodrich retailers offer you convenient terms as low as $1 down and your old tire. Drive in at the sign of B.F. Goodrich and trade your unsafe tires and tubes.
Remember, you get a dollar extra bonus for your old inner tubes.
Monitor is previewing Not as a Stranger. The millions of readers of Morton Thompson's bestseller all had ideas on the casting of the leading roles. Well, we can tell you who did play the parts. Robert Mitchum plays the dedicated doctor. Lucas Marsh, Olivia de Havilland, plays Christina Hedvigsen, the operating room nurse whom he marries. Frank Sinatra is cast as Alfred Boone. And, as we've heard, Gloria Graham plays Harriet Lang. It's a tense, exciting movie, as this scene with Robert Mitchum and Frank Sinatra will show. Roll it.
What's with you, Luke?
3 o'clock on a weeknight?
You're going to have to get another roommate, Al.
Oh, cut it out. You'll come up with the money somehow.
No, I'm getting married.
You're what?
Getting married.
You're crazy. You can't. Haven't you got enough trouble as it is? Married to whom?
Christina.
Hedvigsen, the O.R.?
That's right.
Have you flipped your lid or something?
I know what I'm doing.
You don't know what you're doing. This is not the kind of a dame you marry.
I'm marrying her.
Look, a doctor's wife gets impatience. She went to the right school. Her folks belong to the right country club. She's charming. She was brought up that way. This dame ought to marry a farmer.
Are you finished?
Don't I make any sense with you at all?
Oh, I get it.
You're doing this to stay in school. You're marrying her for her money to pay for your tuition. She's paying for it, isn't she? Well, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
You know, the thing that kills me about you, idealists, is just how far you go. I'm supposed to be the cynical type, but I could never do a thing like this.
Well, you've got a father to pay your way.
All right, then. You need the money? Take the money and blow. But why do you have to marry her?
That's not the way it is, Al. I want to marry her. It's my part of the bargain.
You're cheating her right from the start, Luke. You don't even love her.
Well, she'll never know. She'll never find out.
I think it's a dirty, stinking, lousy thing to do. You're taking advantage of a poor squarehead who's afraid of being an old maid. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Real civilized. Doctors of medicine.
What?
Well, I was going to ask you to be best man.
Okay. I'm it, then.
It's not all the way it sounds, Al. She's... Well, nothing's just black or white.
I know. Good night, Luke.
From the soundtrack, Monitor previews Not as a Stranger. The scene was between Robert Mitchum and Frank Sinatra.
B.F. Goodrich presents George Burns and Gracie Allen. This is Harry Von Zell, and my boss, George Burns, has some exciting news about the Burns and Allen Old Tube Roundup.
Let me tell it, Harry. You see, inner tubes are the cause of most tire failures.
That's right, friends. It's the inner tube that blows out. It's the inner tube that goes flat. So George and Gracie are leading this crusade to get dangerous inner tubes off the highways. Now, right
now... Let me tell it, Harry. Hmm? Right now, your B.F. Goodrich retailer is offering the highest trade-in allowance of the year for your old tires when you trade them for the safety of B.F. Goodrich tubeless tires. But more than that...
Oh, this is the part that I like. More than that, your B.F. Goodrich retailer is also giving an extra bonus of $1 for your old tubes when you trade for tubeless tires.
Before I lose out altogether, just let me urge you to see your B.F. Goodrich retailer right away. They're trading high.
Drive in at the sign of B.F. Goodrich, first in rubber, and first in tubeless, too.
This is Monitor. In 35 minutes, a direct report from the Wimbledon tennis matches, the windup of England's colorful tennis tournament. Rain or shine, you're smart to use Morton Salt. When it rains, it pours. Morton Salt.
In Atlanta, the temperature is 82 degrees and cloudy. New York, 76, partly cloudy. New Orleans, 82, partly cloudy. Cleveland, 70, cloudy. Chicago, 73, fair. St. Louis, 66, rain. Minneapolis, St. Paul, 68, fair. Kansas City, 68, cloudy.
Monitor's right here. Where are you? In your car, on the beach, in your living room, kitchen, or in the hammock, or maybe down in the basement painting a boat or stretching a doily, or in your own personal diving bell? Monitor is available for your pleasure and entertainment. We'll be in Chicago and Washington and wherever the news breaks in this next half hour. There'll be music and laughter, so ride along with us.
This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. This is Monitor with music. Lena Horne, followed by that old gang of mine, and you certainly can't blame them. Listening time, 5 minutes. ¶¶
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. The wrong face, not his face, but such a face that is all right with me. The wrong song, the wrong style, the wrong smile, not his smile, but such a smile that is all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right with me.
This is Monitor. Stand by Chicago and Washington. We're coming your way. Stand by Giselle McKenzie. And stand by the cast of Seventh Heaven. And stand by Bob and Ray. Come in, Don Russell.
With the biggest news for car buyers in years, the distinctive Rambler tops the whole low-price field in resale value and by a whopping big margin. Latest figures from the official NADA used car guide show that the Rambler returns up to 16% more of its original cost than the other cars in the low-price field. Yes, here's unbiased, unquestionable proof that Rambler's your smartest buy today. No wonder Nash dealers from coast to coast are setting new sales records for the Rambler. To date, Rambler sales are maintaining a sizzling pace 2.5 times ahead of any previous year. Visit your Nash dealer. Ask him to show you the official, unbiased NADA figures on resale value. Then, drive a Rambler. The car that costs less to buy, less to run, gives you highest resale value.
Throughout the day, Monitor has accompanied the police on patrol. Waiting in Chicago is our squad car. So Monitor goes to NBC in Chicago and John Chancellor.
We've been cruising through the city watching the police at work in their varied tasks. We've watched the black squads with the white lettering on their side work their way through the slums of the south side and through the Gold Coast on the north side. West of the Gold Coast, earlier this afternoon, fire broke out in a lumberyard. A phone rang in the radio room at police headquarters, and a policeman said, "That's a box in the lumberyard. It's Crosby and Elm, and it's going pretty good. You better pull a plan." Translated, that means that the single alarm fire in the lumberyard looked dangerous, and that additional cars should be dispatched to the scene. What the Chicago police call an emergency plan. The fire did indeed give the firemen a bad time. They pulled a second alarm, and while the firemen worked putting out the fire, the police squads poured into the area, blocking off traffic and giving the firemen some fighting room. Here is the policeman in charge of that emergency plan.
I'm Officer Heliner from the 35th District.
And Officer Heliner, you're running what we call in Chicago this emergency plan.
Yes, I am. I'm one of the first cars into the scene of the fire, and I was set up as a communication car.
Well, now, you're on squad 163, and you came right in here to the heart of the fire, didn't you?
That is correct.
And as one of the first cars on the scene, you became communications car, and I wonder if you'd tell me what that means.
Well, when you're communications car, you are the car that will disperse the rest of the squads to the locations where they will do the most good to keep traffic and personnel away from the fire. As the one of the most important things is to give the fire department plenty of room to work, and also to make sure that the civilians do not get hurt.
Well, sometimes you have to divert great streams of traffic if it's a rush hour fire and it's on a main street.
That is correct.
Now, how about this one here today? Did they give you a lot of trouble at this one with the traffic?
No, traffic was not bad today due to it being a Saturday and most people not working. We were not hindered by traffic on the streets.
But you do have to call the bus companies and the streetcar lines and divert them, don't you?
They automatically pick up the alarms as we get them. They know what happens about the same time we do.
Well, now, this is a fire, but you can use an emergency plan at almost any kind of a civic disaster, can't you?
That is correct. It can be used at fires or explosions or even big doings of some type that may arise unknown to the police department.
Kind of planning for the stuff you can't plan for.
That is correct.
Well, now, how many cars have you brought in here today for this two-alarm fire?
Well, there was roughly 15 squad cars and wagons brought into the scene.
15 squad cars. Now, how big an area do they cover?
They covered approximately 1 square mile of area.
Well, this is an unusual kind of police work, isn't it? Planning and making schedules, because all these cars come in on regularly determined schedules, don't they?
That's right. Each group of cars belong in a separate plan, and as you need them, you call a whole plan in, which brings roughly 5 cars.
Well, now, how high do the emergency plans go?
Well, they go as high as plan 5, and then you have extra equipment that you can call for as you need it.
Well, how many squad cars can you get on a plan 5?
Well, on a plan 5, you'd have roughly 25 squad cars and probably five or six wagons.
25 squad cars?
That's right.
Well, they can handle almost anything that came up.
Just about.
The policemen of Chicago can handle just about anything. For one thing, in a town like Chicago, a cop has to be fast on his feet. For another, the emergency plans show the basic philosophy of the police when it comes to handling sudden troubles. Or in all the cops you can find, in a hurry, and you can control anything. Plans and schedules for the events it is impossible to plan for. The Chicago Police Department. This is John Chancellor in Chicago. Now back to Monitor in Radio Central, New York.
A Monitor police report from Chicago. In 55 minutes, we ride with the police of New York.
When they were hard to get, you wanted my kisses. When first we met, how you wanted my kisses. They were hard to get, till I was sure your love was true. Then I gave you all my heart and all my kisses too. I wish that I'd been smart and never adored you. You broke my heart. Easy kisses just bored you. But the day love as true as mine is hard to get.
To get, maybe, but certainly not hard to take, Giselle McKenzie.
And in fine time, very hard now.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Next week on Monitor, there's going to be a buffalo roundup, but, Geronimo, that is for you to take care of next week, not today.
Take many, many blankets sold to tourists getting off train in Albuquerque to get enough wampum by Papoose and Davy Crockett outfit.
The market in blankets is depressed, huh? You say the market in blankets is depressed? Is that the idea?
Blankets no longer cover expenses. Many, many brave wrap themselves in tribal traveling togs and give chief ceremonial farewell speech.
Well, would you recreate that stirring farewell speech for us, Geronimo?
Very, very happy to make speech for this occasion. Brave say, this heap big monitor, going places on Pinto Pony, and doing many, many things. Take him one.
And this is Monitor again.
This is Geronimo. I hunt many, many buffalo.
Okay, well, I...
bow and arrow.
This is a gentleman we never should have booked in the first place.
Many, many, many buffalo.
I understand that you're going to be here all of next week. I've only had about 4 hours of it today, but next week we can look forward to more, huh?
We'll have many, many more. We'll have Buffalo Roundup.
Well, right now, I think we should get to something in the business line, don't you?
Chippewa go rolling along with you.
Well, fine. You'll be interested.
Many, many buffalo with bow and arrow.
You'll be interested then in this information.
Folks, the sound of skidding tires and screeching brakes can be pretty frightening when you're the one it happens to. That's why it's a good idea to check your tires and tubes regularly. Right now, the B.F. Goodrich retailers have a wonderful buy for you in the B.F. Goodrich Safety S. Imagine a quality tire like the B.F. Goodrich Safety S for just $12.95 plus tax and your recapable tire in the 616 size. And the 670-15 size sells for only $2 more, $14.95. Why take a chance driving on worn old tires when you can get the quality B.F. Goodrich Safety S at these low prices? Get the sure grip protection of the B.F. Goodrich Safety S now. The tire with the tread design that formerly came on new cars. So be smart. Look in the yellow pages under tires for your nearest B.F. Goodrich retailer. And drive in at the sign of B.F. Goodrich, first in rubber. Remember, this offer holds good only till July 4th.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to This Is Your Bed, You Made It, Now Lie In It. And here's the man who'll bring you another amazing true life story, Ralph Smedley.
thank you, and good evening. You're about to hear the tender story of a man you won't easily forget, a man who right now sits unknowingly in our studio audience. Who will it be? Well, let's find out. Let's get him up here on our stage, Mr. Wilbur Boomer of New York City. Are you out there, Mr. Boomer? Yes, there he is, and he's coming up to our microphone right now. Welcome, Wilbur Boomer.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, I can see you're surprised, and you just relax, and we'll do the work as we relive your career, Wilbur Boomer. This is your bed. You made it. Now lie in it. A life filled with heartbreak and gladness, Wilbur Boomer. A life of kindness and understanding, as it says on this book here in my hand. The year 1903, and you, Wilbur Boomer, are 3 years old. Do you remember the fun you used to have petting the canary your mother had hanging in the kitchen?
Oh, I certainly do. It was dead, Ralph.
And then one night 4 years later, your father comes home with a Tibetan yak. And I'll bet you'll never forget that.
No, I never will.
What did you name your yak, Wilbur?
I named him Wilbur.
1920, and your interest in birds has won you an assignment as zookeeper at the Bronx Zoo. You recognize those voices, Wilbur Boomer?
Sounds like Pete and Pancho, but it couldn't be.
Oh, but it is. And coming through the archway right now, all the way from the San Diego Zoo, where they now reside, are Pete and Pancho.
Well, I can't believe it. Pete was transferred from the Bronx Zoo over 15 years ago.
Well, that's only the beginning, Wilbur. Here, use my handkerchief. 1925 finds you transferred to antelopes and then to sea lions. A big year for you.
Well, those were happy days, Ralph.
1929, and you get your big chance. You're put in charge of the apes. And that's an old cage mate of yours, Wilbur.
Why, his name is right on the tip of my tongue.
Well, you should know this one. A face familiar to TV viewers everywhere, a star of his own show, your old friend, Spunky the Chimp.
Oh, no, not Spunky. I don't believe it. How is this all possible?
Flown all the way from Denver by LWC Deluxe 4-engine Flightmasters. LWC carries more LWC personnel than any other airline. Fly LWC and fly the best.
Well, how could I ever thank you, Spunky?
1938 found you in charge of elephants, Wilbur Boomer, but that was short-lived as you soon moved up to giraffes and then to reptiles and finally woodland caribou. Do you remember this little fella coming through the archway? He died under your fine care back in April 1944. But we had him stuffed and brought here anyway.
Harvey. My little Harvey.
That's right, and our assistants will put Harvey's perch over there with the rest of your friends until after the show, and they'll all attend a big party we've arranged in your honor.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And so this is your bed, Wilbur Boomer. You made it. Now lie in it. And as you sit here surrounded by your good friends, we wish you good luck and a long life.
And so we take our leave of your friends and mine, Monitors Bob and Ray, and here's another old friend.
B.F. Goodrich presents George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Judge, you know what I get a bang out of? Old inner tubes, because B.F. Goodrich says, I made up a joke.
Yeah, not a good one. Anyway, B.F. Goodrich retailers all over the country are holding a George Burns and Gracie Allen old tube roundup to get old-fashioned dangerous inner tubes off the highways. Harry Von Zell, tell the folks the rest of the story.
Well, during the Burns and Allen Old Tube Roundup, your B.F. Goodrich retailer will give you the highest trade-in allowance of the year when you trade for the safety of B.F. Goodrich tubeless tires. Inner tubes are often the cause of dangerous accidents due to bruise blowouts. With B.F. Goodrich tubeless tires, you eliminate this danger because they give you a slowout instead of a blowout. Make your summer driving safer by getting B.F. Goodrich tubeless tires for your car during the Burns and Allen Old Tube Roundup. Remember, your B.F. Goodrich retailer is trading high, so drive in at the sign of B.F. Goodrich, first in rubber, and first in tubeless, too.
Is the rain beating down on your roof at this moment? Or are you basking on some sandy beach, or wondering what the climate is going to be like in a half hour? For a comprehensive look at the weather throughout the nation, Monitor goes to the United States Weather Bureau in Washington.
From a look at the reports of weather activity that have been received here in the past few hours, we'd almost say this is the 4th of July weekend a week early, because showers with lightning and thunder and heavy rain have broken out like a rash over Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New York. Elmira, New York had an all-out thunderstorm a couple of hours ago with heavy rain, winds gusting to 45 miles per hour, and hailstones 3/8 of an inch across thrown in or down for good measure. At Phillipsburg in central Pennsylvania, a pilot flying in the vicinity and about a mile high reported he flew through light to moderate snow in connection with a thunderstorm. Well, if those flakes just wouldn't melt before they reached the ground, Phillipsburg would be in the record books for a long, long time. But more thundershowers are on tap for tomorrow, so let's go a-forecasting. The mound of cool Canadian air now centered just north of the Great Lakes is forecast to drift slowly southward into the Texas Panhandle and then snake-like eastward to the mid-Atlantic states. As it meets the warm air from the south, as it has been today, more showers will result from southern New England over most of the Alleghenies into Arkansas, Oklahoma, and northern Texas, with scattered showers through Colorado and Wyoming. States to the north of this swath will notice somewhat cooler temperatures than normal for this time of year. Fair weather is forecast for the southwest and plateau states, with slightly cooler temperatures and less shower activity along the northwest coast. Low temperatures tonight and high temperatures tomorrow in the southern states will vary little from those of the past 24 hours. Speaking of temperature ranges, the inland station of Albuquerque, with a high yesterday of 98 and a low this morning of 64, had a temperature range of 34 degrees, while the island station of Honolulu had a range yesterday of only 9 degrees, from 81 to 72, which shows what a stabilizing effect great bodies of water have. And we just might be slowed down here a little ourselves, for Washington just reported a light rain shower. Until more direct reports from the National Weather Analysis Center tomorrow, this is Bill McMurray, now back to Monitor, Radio Central in New York.
Our thanks to Washington and our regrets to Phillipsburg, whose chance to get into the weather record books has been, unfortunately, irrevocably lost. You could have arranged a little more sun for us in New York, though actually we don't need the sun, because the next stop for Monitor is the Anta Theater on 52nd Street, where Seventh Heaven is now playing. It's a musical version of this time around, and the songs will generally be released in several weeks. Monitor previews this song by Gloria DeHaven, now on stage for the matinee performance of Seventh Heaven.
Is it the magic of midnight blue? Is it the starlight? Or is it you? What makes the world seem so young and new. If it's a dream, please let me dream. Let me wander through blue horizons to the true. Is it a sigh or a breeze I hear, or just the rustle of trees, my dear? Why do these symphonies brush my ear with all the silence of a tear? Darling, why does my heart beat faster than it's ever done before? Oh, if it's a dream, please let me dream once more.
If it's a dream, Monitor previewing new music. On hand, a mighty good idea.
Sometime today, what do you say you try something just for fun? All you do is make tracks to your nearest Chevrolet dealer and tell him you want to drive a Chevrolet V8. Just for fun, get behind the wheel and let the motoramic Chevrolet speak for itself out on the road. Talk about acceleration. Well, you'll know what real acceleration is when you say go to Chevrolet's record-smashing V8 engine. One of the reasons for all that acceleration is simply this. Chevrolet's V8 packs more power with less weight than any V8 in the low-price field. You'll agree it drives like a dream. So just for fun, go see the man who sells Chevrolet today, right now, and pick up the keys to a Chevrolet V8.
This is Monitor. In the next hour, we'll visit with Dinah Shore at her Hollywood home, visit America's top athletes at the National AAU track meet, get the latest news and otherwise. So stay tuned for excitement.
This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
San Francisco, standing by, Dave.
Well, we'll switch to them in 1 minute, Don. This is Monitor. This is David Brinkley in the ninth hour of Servicing the Nation. The latest headlines at this minute, San Francisco, Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov says he has no information on the shooting down of a U.S. plane in the Bering Strait 3 days ago. London, British seamen in two ports will end their wildcat strike on Monday, but the stevedores' walkout continues. Pittsburgh, U.S. Steel and the CIO Steelworkers Union have resumed wage negotiations. Maine, after a New England speaking tour, President Eisenhower has gone fishing.
See the man who sells Chevrolets and pleasure drive the hottest car on the road, the new Chevrolet.
Now back to the San Francisco story. Russia's Molotov heads back home tonight, not waiting for the windup of the UN anniversary session tomorrow. Molotov's farewell was a rare give-and-take conference with newsmen. For that story, Monitor goes to San Francisco and Pauline Frederick.
Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov held an unexpected news conference here in San Francisco today before starting back to New York and Moscow. He agreed to answer all questions. Here are the recorded highlights. In the replies, you will hear first a brief bit of Mr. Molotov's voice speaking in Russian, then his interpreter, Oleg Trayanovsky. Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov was asked whether the Soviet Union and Red China would abide by any UN decision on Formosa, or Taiwan as he prefers to call it. He said,
Организация Объединенных Наций хорошо знает свое место в таких вопросах, которые имеют важное...
The United Nations well know the place they occupy in regard to the settlement of any problem of international importance. As for the problem of Taiwan and the other coastal islands, I believe the proposal which has been advanced by Mr. Chou Enlai, the Prime Minister of China, about direct talks between China and the United States is of great importance. Such talks would be useful in the interests of consolidating peace, which all nations desire.
Did Mr. Molotov have any information on the American plane shot down off Alaska? He replied,
Меня вчера информировал об этом инциденте господин Даллес. Как только для меня это было новое сообщение.
Yesterday, Mr. Dulles informed me of that incident. It was news to me, and yesterday I had no information on that score. As soon as I receive any information, I shall certainly get in contact with Mr. Dulles.
What did Mr. Molotov think of Mr. Dulles' speech before the UN Assembly yesterday?
Dulles изложил позицию Соединенных Штатов Америки. Я изложил позицию Советского Союза.
Mr. Dulles set forth the position of the United States. I, in my speech, set forth the position of the Soviet Union. That is what I can say in reply to that question. Mr. Reston?
New York Times. Sir, could I ask you two questions? There's great interest in this country about what seems to many of us to be a great change in Soviet policy, particularly in Yugoslavia, Austria, and Germany. My first question is, what is the explanation of that change? And my second question is, when you say that you favor the unification of Germany on a democratic basis, can we assume from that that you mean an extension of the system that now prevails in Eastern?
Что касается первого вопроса, я отвечу на него кратко. Если господин Рестон познакомится...
I will answer briefly to your first question. If Mr. Reston were to study carefully the course of recent events, he will see that the foreign policy measures recently undertaken by the Soviet Union are a consistent represent a consistent development of the foreign policy of the consolidation of peace, which has been previously pursued by the Soviet Union. As for your second question, I have this to say. In making its proposals on the reunification of Germany, the Soviet Union holds the view that a united Germany should not represent the extension to the whole of the country of the regime now prevalent in eastern Germany. And at the same time, a united Germany should not represent the extension of the regime now dominant in the western part of the country. As for the question of what kind of a regime a united Germany would have, that is a matter to be settled by the German people themselves through free old German elections.
This is Pauline Frederick in San Francisco. Now back to Monitor in Radio Central, New York.
We believe the first time for Foreign Minister Molotov in a give-and-take news conference on the air. That's the latest news story received by Monitor.
Here's a gift idea for that friend or relative of yours who's having a birthday this week. A gift money order by telegraph. It's one present you can be absolutely sure will be appreciated. And it will be delivered on a beautiful, specially designed blank with room for your own personal message of congratulations. A gift money order by wire is also a wonderful gift to a new baby or somebody celebrating an anniversary, graduation, or other special occasion. Extra convenient, especially when you're away on vacation and have to send a gift to somebody back home. Don't forget now, telegraphic gift money orders. They can be sent from any Western Union office anytime.
Send it! Western Union, Western Union. Western Union, Western Union. It's wise to wire.
This is Monitor on the sports scene everywhere, including the famous center court of Wimbledon, England, many thousands of miles away. The tennis stars of all nations competing in a classic international sporting event. For a survey of what's happened there today, Monitor goes now via the BBC to the center court at Wimbledon, England, and Max Robinson.
The court is now being hosed down in preparation for next week, and I can give you the results which show who are in the last eight of the men's singles. Ken Rosewall, the number two seed, reading down the draw, who beat Meller of Italy 6-4, 6-1, 2-1, retired. Davidson got there yesterday when he beat Ayala of Chile and now plays Rosewall. Next, going down to the second quarter, Pietrangeli of Italy beat Shea of America, who had previously beaten the number three seed Satius, beat him 2-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. Nielsen of Denmark will now play Pietrangeli for a place in the semifinal, where there must be one unseeded player. Nielsen beat Abe Siegel of South Africa, who had put out Hartwig, the number five seed in the previous round, 4-6, 6-1, 6-4, 6-3. Going to the bottom of the draw, Patty won yesterday over Flam. Today, Hoad beat Larson of America and will now play Patty. Hoad won in most convincing style, 6-4, 6-4, 6-8, 6-3, although Larson made a tremendous fight of it. And now the last quarter. Drobny, the holder, beat Perry of America 8-6, 6-4, 6-3, and now meets Tony Trabert, the number one seed, who has not yet dropped a set. Today he beat Kumar of India 6-4, 6-2, 6-2. There you are, that's the news from Wimbledon, and we return you to the studio.
And that's the tennis story from across the water. Now for a look at our own sports picture and the Monitor's Saturday scoreboard. A final score, Cleveland playing at New York. The Yankees finally took the game 3-2. Chicago White Sox beat the Boston Red Sox 8-3. In the ninth inning, the Kansas City Athletics lead the Baltimore Orioles 2-1. Another final score, Detroit Tigers beat the Senators 4-0. Over in the National League, in the fifth inning, Brooklyn leads Milwaukee 3-1. Philadelphia at Cincinnati was postponed because of rain. A final score, Chicago took the Pirates 6-4. New York at St. Louis, they play tonight. That's the Monitor scoreboard.
Around the clock to that crazy rockin' mambo rock. Hey, rock. Mambo Rock.
That was Mambo Rock by the Helly Comet, streaking along with Monitor. And while we're streaking along...
For the best used car at a low, low price, get an okay used car, take our advice.
The Chevrolet dealer exclusively
sells okay used cars with warranty.
Remember, for the best used car at a low, low price, see your Chevrolet dealer's OK used cars. They're terrific. Everyone is warranted in writing for extra satisfaction. OK used cars, sold only by Chevrolet dealers.
This is Monitor, about to attend the National AAU Track and Field Championship at Boulder, Colorado. About to attend the Anta Theater for a scene between Gloria DeHaven and Ricardo Montalban. About to go on patrol with the New York police. About to talk to Dinah Shore. All this and more in the next 45 minutes. And as a part of the more, here is more of Bob and Ray.
And on our phone right now, we've just made connection with our sports caster, Steve Bosco, somewhere. Steve, can you hear
me? Hello.
Right, this is Bob and Ray.
Hello, this is Steve Bosco. Ray, put on Bob.
Okay, this is Bob. Steve, where are you calling from?
Hello there. This is Steve Bosco.
Righto.
Bob?
Yes.
Steve?
I can hear you well, Steve. Go ahead.
Hello, Bob. Say, I've been covering this Wimbledon thing, over... I haven't got... Hello, Bob?
Right, yeah.
Hold on, let's get off there for a minute. I have been covering...
You're not in England,
Wimbledon.
Are you?
No, I'm not, Bob. I got stuck here in Boston on a flight. I was going to go over there and kind of cover it for
you. Well, how can you cover it from
Boston?
I've
been taking time out to look around at some young baseball players, Bob, and they're looking good up here.
Yeah, but you got to remember that...
I've seen a couple of fellas over here today who have big hands. They hit the long ball.
All right.
They go to their right, and they're making a double play. Hello.
Yeah, but look, Steve, on monitor...
Hello, Bob.
Hello, right here, yeah.
Steve.
Will you listen to me for a minute now? In the old days, you just covered baseball. Now you're covering all kind of sports. You were supposed to have a report on the tennis now, and you get off on the baseball.
Hello?
Hello?
Bob, let's cut off there for a minute.
Did you hear what I said?
These kids hit that long ball, Bob. And I tell you now, if I could arrange here, could you send me a little money?
No,
I got
we can't.
Involved with the police authorities again, Bob, through no fault of my own again.
Well, what was the reason?
Well, it was one of those check things again.
You've had enough trouble this way.
Well, I came up here in preparation of flying overseas to cover the Wimbledon things.
Well, that
for
was
you.
A very good idea,
and
but
I ran out of currency. And hello, Bob.
I know. Well, look, the fact that you ran out of money isn't anything we should discuss coast to coast in this valuable radio time. I think you should save that for after we leave the air. Suffice to say, you haven't done your job.
I've got to have it by 7 o'clock Eastern time.
You haven't covered the tennis matches.
Mr. Attorney told me.
Well,
now don't let me down.
I'm very sorry, but I'm afraid we can't do anything for you if you can't.
You ought to see this kid hit a ball, Bob. It's a symphony, boy.
All right, well, sign off, will you, please?
Now, this is Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out at home.